Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects over 47,800 crore rupees in Assam today. Also to release 22nd installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Lok Sabha adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition's uproar over various issues. Pakistan military targets women and children in fresh strikes across multiple Afghan provinces. Tensions escalate in West Asia as strikes continue between U.S., Israel and Iran. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. And in Swiss Open badminton, Indian duo Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to face Denmark Christian Tkayer and Rasmus Tkayer in quarterfinals at Basel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation, lay foundation stones and flag off multiple development projects worth more than 47,800 crore rupees in a short while from now. We have more from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will reach Kokrajhar around 2:30 p.m. and will perform Bhumi Puja and flag off several projects worth rupees 4,570 crore. The Prime Minister will lay foundation stone of a road infrastructure project Assam Mala 3.0 and six number of road projects including four flyovers and two bridges for the BTC area. The PM will lay the foundation stone of a railway periodic overhauling workshop in Kokrajhar district and will also flag off three new trains Kamakha, Sarlapalli, Amrit Bharat Express, Guwahati New Jalpaiguri Express and Narangi Agartala Express. PM will also address a huge public meeting at Greenfield in Kokrajhar. At Guwahati, the PM will perform Bhumi Pujan, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation's several development projects around rupees 19,680 crore. The PM will also symbolically hand over land patas to eligible tea garden workers of the state and dedicate the 150 megawatt Kopili hydropower project. The Prime Minister will also release the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.3 crore farmers across the country from Guwahati. Aminul Haq Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar over various issues, including a demand for a discussion on the issue of LPG. When the House reassembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, presiding officer Sandhya Ray urged the protesting opposition members to allow the House to function smoothly. She said the entire country is watching their behaviour, which is not appropriate for the dignity of democracy. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said opposition leaders are engaging in undisciplined activities inside the parliament premises by bringing food items and creating disruptions. Mr. Rijiju added that the conduct of Congress members is deteriorating.
These people think such activities will attract the attention of the public. The people are very angry with such acts. That's why you can't come to power. The people are unhappy. The people will never forgive you for doing such things. I am very sad to say that there is no one left in the Congress party to convince their leader. On the contrary, along with their leader, all the members of Congress are behaving inappropriately. And with sadness, I want to say that it is time for you to reform your behavior.
The presiding officer tried to resume discussion on the supplementary demands for grants second batch for 2025-26, but the opposition members continued their sloganeering and came into the well. It led to the adjournment of the House till 2 p.m. Earlier, when the House began its proceedings at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members were on their feet to raise their issues. The Speaker said that the kind of conduct and behaviour the opposition is displaying is undermining the sanctity of the House.
The sanctity of the House, whether within the Parliament's premises or outside it, is everyone's responsibility to uphold it. The way you all are behaving is undermining the sanctity of the House. Seems like you don't want to pursue the question now.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said Indian Railways has achieved an overall punctuality of 77% with 24 railway divisions recording more than 90% on-time performance. Replying during the question hour in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Vaishnav said punctuality is measured by the percentage of trains arriving within the prescribed time limit, and he noted that the railways has adopted multiple strategies to improve the performance of its vast network. He said, advanced technical tools, including IT-based systems, AI-based analysis, and upgradation of tracks have resolved structural issues in train timetables.
We have been able to upgrade about 80% of our tracks. Track upgradation is a very major program that we have taken in the last decade. Now the track upgradation is very, very serious exercise. Approximately 80% of the tracks are now upgraded to 110 kmph, and about 50% tracks are now upgraded to semi-high speed, that is up to 130 kmph. In parallel, we have taken up bullet train projects. 7 new projects have been announced.
The minister acknowledged that while the current punctuality numbers are comparable with countries such as France, Germany and Italy, India should set its benchmark against Japan, which is globally known for its exceptionally high standards in railway punctuality. Minister for Textiles Giriraj Singh has said that the spirit of Vocal for Local and Atmanirbhar Bharat has strengthened the country's handloom sector and it represents a unique identity of the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Singh said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the celebration of National Handloom Day was initiated for the first time in 2015. He said this initiative was meant to convey a message that the nation proudly recognizes and appreciates the hard work, contribution and heritage of its weavers.
Today, nearly 95% of the world's handloom products are produced in India. The handloom sector is a women-led sector, where around 70% of the participants are women. At present, there are over 28 lakh looms in the country, out of which 25 lakh are located in rural areas. Around 35 lakh 22,000 weavers and workers are associated with this sector.
A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved more than 1,912 crore rupees of additional central assistance to Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Nagaland and Jammu and Kashmir affected by flood, flash flood, cloud burst, cyclone Monta, landslides last year. The Ministry of Home Affairs informed that out of the total amount, more than 341 crore rupees has been approved for Andhra Pradesh, 15.7 crore rupees for Chhattisgarh and more than 778 crore rupees for Gujarat. An assistance of more than 288 crore rupees has been approved for Himachal Pradesh, more than 158 crore rupees for Nagaland and more than 330 crore rupees for Jammu and Kashmir. In West Bengal, several employees' organizations, including Shangrami Jotha Monch, Jotha Monch and the Sarkari Karmchari Parishad, have called a strike today demanding the immediate payment of pending dearness allowance, DA, to state government employees in accordance with the directive of the Supreme Court. The strikes also included teachers, panchayat and municipal employees in protest against the alleged move by the state government to file an application in the Supreme Court seeking to exclude them from the payment of pending DA. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The ongoing conflict involving Iran, Israel and the US has rapidly escalated in West Asia. We have more from our correspondent.
Authorities in Dubai say explosions heard across part of the city were caused by air defense systems intercepting an incoming aerial threat. Debris from successful interception struck the facade of a building in central Dubai, caused limited structural damage. No injuries have been reported. Over the recent days, Gulf air defense networks have been actively intercepting drones and missiles, with UAE systems alone engaging thousands of aerial threats since late February. Dubai officials have issued precautionary guidance for all residents. People are urged to remain calm, follow emergency alerts on their mobile phones, lawns, move indoors when alert sound, and stay away from windows and balconies due to the risk of falling debris. On air travel, Indian carriers Air India and IndiGo are progressively restoring flights to West Asia. The Air India Group is currently operating 78 scheduled and non-scheduled services to the region, with additional ad hoc flights supporting passengers traveling to and from UAE and Saudi Arabia. IndiGo has also resumed services to 9 West Asian destinations as connectivity cautiously recovers. UAE authorities say the situation remains under control. Residents are asked to rely only on official updates. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
Pakistan has carried out fresh military strikes across multiple Afghan provinces, including Kabul, Kandahar, Paktia and Paktika, resulting in civilian casualties, including women and children. Taliban spokesperson Zabiullah Mujahid said today, the attacks have heightened tensions along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border, with the Taliban condemning the strikes as violations of Afghan sovereignty. He said, continuing the pattern of previous aggressions and crimes, the Pakistani military has once again bombed Afghanistan. In some places, it targeted civilian homes, leading to the death of women and children. A state of emergency has been declared in Peru's 283 districts to mitigate high risks and address the impact of intense rainfall on public safety. The emergency measure will be in effect for 60 days. During the emergency period, regional and local governments, in coordination with the National Institute of Civil Defense and various ministries, will implement immediate and necessary exceptional measures and actions for disaster response and the rehabilitation of affected areas. Ministers are also deployed in different affected areas to directly supervise response and relief efforts. A three-day film festival kicks off tonight in Colombo, marking a vibrant highlight of India Week 2026, a celebration of cultural and diplomatic ties between India and Sri Lanka. The festival will premiere three Indian films. Bollywood film Diplomat will be premiered tonight, with Dhurandhar on March the 14th and Tamil hit Parashakti on March the 15th. Benchmark domestic equity indices extended their losses and were trading around 1.8% lower in afternoon trade today. The Sensex plunged 1,324 points to 74,710, while the Nifty shed 440 points to 23,201 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, metal, commodities and auto stocks dragged the market the most. Wall Street ended lower yesterday as crude prices surged towards the $100 per barrel, which intensified inflation concerns and drove investors away from equity markets. Among the major indices, the Nasdaq Composite Index tumbled nearly 1.8%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped almost 1.6%, and the S&P 500 lost more than 1.5%. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. The Met Department also predicted thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Chhattisgarh, Vidarbh, Punjab, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand. According to IMD, similar conditions are predicted over Madhya Maharashtra, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Marathwada, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Rajasthan tomorrow. Meanwhile, heat wave conditions are expected over Himachal Pradesh, Konkan and Goa, with hot and humid weather conditions prevailing over Gujarat region. The Indian badminton men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face Christian Kjær and Rasmus Kjær of Denmark in the quarterfinals of the 2026 Swiss Open Super 300 in Basel today. Ranki Reddy and Shetty survived a massive scare to enter the quarterfinals up against a lower-ranked Hiroki Okamura and Kyohei Yamashita of Japan. The Indians registered a hard-fought 21-15, 15-21, 28-26 victory over after a 74-minute long battle. The decider was an exciting battle, with neither pair willing to give the other an inch. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects over 47,800 crore rupees in Assam today. Also to release 22nd installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Pakistan military targets women and children in fresh strikes across multiple Afghan provinces. Tensions escalate in West Asia as strikes continue between US, Israel and Iran. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. And in Swiss Open badminton, Indian duo Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to face Denmark's Christian Kjær and Rasmus Kjær in quarterfinals at Basel. And with that, we end the midday news.